Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Artifact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind, focusing in on particular objects, ideas, and moments in time. There's nothing quite like a good siege sequence in a fantasy or historic motion picture, as those within a castle or walled city defend themselves against incursion from the army encamped just beyond their fortifications. Each side employs various tactics, clever and cruel, to turn the tide of battle. These include the use of fantastic siege engines and siege towers on the part of the besiegers, while the besieged have the benefit of their existing fortification. One of the key advantages of the besieged is that you wouldn't have to waste arrows on enemy soldiers trying to batter down the door. You wouldn't even need to mess with burning oil. As military historian Dr. Bred C. Devereux points out in his excellent blog, A Collection of Unmitigated Pedantry, in a critique of the Siege of Gondor in 2003's film adaptation of The Return of the King, burning oil was used historically, but boiled water and sand were cheaper choices. And nothing lands quite as well as a rock, turned via gravity into a murderous weapon. Fortresses were even designed with special apertures through which to drop such objects on the enemy. The meurtriere, or murder hole, was found in the ceiling of a fortress's gateway or passageway. It created a psychological threat to any enemy that might pass underneath it, as well as a very real means of dropping things on the enemy. Fortress walls featured similar apertures. Machicolations looked roughly like stone cabinets affixed to the outside of a fortress, and they gave defenders a protected place from which to drop all manner of terrifying and deadly things on the besiegers. For attackers, these holes were quite difficult to fire arrows into. But as Renier Atzbach points out in The Legend of Hot Tar or Pitch as a Defensive Weapon, the use of both sorts of murder hole declined during the 15th and 16th century, parallel to the spread of hand firearms. It simply became all too easy for the besiegers to swiftly and more accurately fire back up the hole. Atzbach chiefly discusses the use of boiling tar, however, and concludes that the high temperature and the production of non-pourable pitch in the heating process would have made its use quite difficult. And they conclude that the rise of tar and feathering as a means of public torture and punishment may have fostered the legend of its use as a widespread defensive weapon. Far better and simpler to simply drop rocks through your murder hole. Again, gravity is generally on the side of whoever holds the high ground in a siege, a situation quite similar to the idea of orbital superiority in interplanetary war. If one were to besiege an entire planet, the gravity advantage would be reversed. An orbital attacker wouldn't have to rain nuclear weapons down on the enemy planet. All they'd need is mass, telephone pole-sized tungsten rods, captured asteroids, or even spare ship parts could be dropped in a kinetic bombardment. Such tactics would create nuclear weapon-style impacts without nuclear weapon-style fallout. High ground may be difficult to overcome, but as Devereaux points out, sieges were ultimately a contest of collective will. Quote, far more cities and castles were taken by surrender or else by betrayal than were ever taken by storm. Tune in to additional editions of The Artifact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.